Welcome to the Deep Dive. This is the show where we take the materials you send us, your notes, your research, and we really dig in to pull out what matters most, tailored just for you. So today we're doing a deep dive into something called Success Youth 1825. You sent over a whole stack of study guides, briefing docs, even opt-in pages.
Right.
And our job, like always, is to sift through it and find those key nuggets, the core insights.
Yeah, and this one seems focused on helping young adults, that specific 18 to 25 group.
Exactly, helping them navigate, you know, those really crucial early adult years. And their phrase is seize their future.
Yeah, such a critical time. And, you know, the sources really highlight that this age group often faces, well, unique challenges, but with pretty limited guidance usually.
Mm.
So Success Youth 1825 seems to be positioning itself as like a full support system, trying to make a real transformative difference.
Okay, so let's start right there. The core mission. What's the main focus for Success Youth 1825, especially with that very specific age bracket?
Well, they clearly target who they call ambitious young individuals aged 18-25.
Ambitious, okay.
Yeah, and their whole thing is built on this idea that this period, 18 to 25, it's not just a phase, it's a really critical juncture in life.
A critical juncture. So success isn't just one thing for them.
Doesn't seem like it. It looks like it's about navigating big life choices, career, personal stuff, and really unlocking your potential across the board.
And you mentioned those unique challenges.
Yeah.
What specifically are they pointing to? What kind of hurdles?
They talk about, you know, the big decisions around education, getting started with careers, which is huge.
Yeah.
Plus figuring out who you are, that whole identity formation piece. And then, of course, financial independence, getting on your own feet.
These are massive transitions, not just small steps.
Exactly. And often young people are kind of left to figure it all out alone without much structure.
So the platform steps in. Its purpose is to unlock their success, give them the tools, the resources, essentially empower them to build their own path.
That's the idea. Active building, not just reacting.
Now, when we were looking through everything, one thing really jumped out as the main event, their sort of flagship offering. What is that?
Yeah, that's definitely the How to Be Successful 1825 guide. It's described in the materials as an exclusive guide tailored for young go-getters.
Young go-getters.
Right. They frame it as a really comprehensive manual for this specific time of life.
Sounds pretty comprehensive. What does it actually promise, though? What kind of strategies are we talking about?
Okay, so it promises things like proven strategies to set and achieve your goals. Looking deeper, that seems to mean things like practical frameworks, maybe SMART goals, making things specific, measurable.
Right.
Then there are insider tips from successful young entrepreneurs. That seems to lean towards, you know, networking advice, basic market understanding.
Practical stuff.
Yeah. And navigating challenges and setbacks that looks like resilience building, learning from failure, that kind of thing.
And productivity.
Uh-huh. Tools to supercharge your productivity and motivation. Probably time management techniques, habit formation strategies, things like that.
So how do you actually get this guide? Is it hard to access?
Nope, super easy. It's just enter your email address on the website. That's it. That's the gate.
Simple enough. It's interesting, too, the language they use around it. I saw that phrase, don't let mediocrity hold you back. It definitely sets a tone, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's very much about fostering ambition, pushing back against just settling. It lines up with their whole unleashing potential mission.
Okay, so beyond that main guide, there's this name that kept popping up in the articles, David Campbell. His stuff seems to add a lot more breadth. Let's unpack that. There's a whole array of articles here.
Yeah, Campbell's work really fleshes things out. His articles contribute to that bigger goal, unleashing potential, by tackling different specific areas of young adult life. It shows it's more than just the one guide.
Right, a more holistic view.
Exactly.
And mentorship comes up. That's always big for career development. What's Campbell's take?
He's got an article, How to Find Good Mentors for Your Career Success. And it states pretty clearly, finding good mentors can be a game changer for your career.
A game changer.
Right. And it's not just about waiting for someone. It emphasizes being proactive, finding people, knowing what to ask, building a real relationship. It's about getting that practical guidance and insight.
And what about actually choosing a career? That's maybe the big decision for this age group. So much pressure.
Totally. Campbell addresses that in How to Choose the Right Career, a step-by-step guide for success. It pushes beyond just thinking about it and gets into tangible steps.
Like what?
Like exploring interests through things like informational interviews, really assessing your skills, what can you transfer, and then setting clear, achievable goals, not just vague dreams.
Makes sense.
Yeah, and one interesting angle was suggesting things like micro-internships, short projects, to test the waters without a huge commitment.
That's smart. Okay, moving beyond career,
yeah.
What about personal growth? Self-confidence is a huge one.
Uh-huh. He covers that in 10 effective strategies to boost self-confidence and transform your life. And the source actually says, you know, building self-confidence can feel like climbing a mountain, but it doesn't have to be that hard.
Framing it is doable.
Right. Offering practical things like focusing on small wins, challenging negative self-talk, and actually seeking out feedback to see your strengths clearly.
And the classic challenge, productivity, time management, especially now with endless distractions.
Yeah. There's an article on effective time management tips to boost your productivity in 2025. It makes the point that, you know, time management is key, especially in 2025 when distractions are everywhere.
So true.
And it goes beyond just prioritize tasks. It talks about specific techniques like time blocking, figuring out your peak energy times, ways to cut down digital noise.
Important skills. Then there's money. Managing money in your early 20s. There's a steep learning curve for many. What's the advice there?
The source, How to Manage Money Early, Tips for Financial Success in Your 20s, really stresses that managing money early in your 20s can set the tone for your financial future.
Sets the tone. How so?
Well, it gets into the practicals, like building an emergency fund, crucial. Understanding basic investing, maybe ETFs or index funds, how to handle student loans. It's about building that solid foundation from the get-go.
Okay, and then there was that article that seemed a bit different, exploring the benefits of living home. Kind of goes against the grain sometimes, right?
It does stand out, but it makes a case for the upside of staying close to family, beyond just saving money. It talks about the connections, support, and experiences that come with being near loved ones.
So leveraging that support system.
Exactly. It frames it as a potential asset, you know, shared responsibilities, emotional stability, a built-in network that can free up resources, mental and financial, to focus on other things like education or starting a business.
So when you pull back and look at all these different pieces, career, money, confidence, even family, what's the, like, the core philosophy holding it all together? What's the mindset Success Youth is pushing?
I think it boils down to a few key things. Definitely proactive self-improvement, taking ownership, doing the work.
Right.
Also, strategic planning, thinking ahead, having a roadmap for decisions.
Not just winging it.
Not just winging it. And seeking guidance, seeing mentorship and advice as smart tools, not weaknesses. And finally, it feels like a holistic approach, understanding that all these areas connect.
And it feels very practical, very forward-looking, especially with the 2025 date popping up.
Yeah, definitely geared towards preparing for what's coming, giving actionable advice for the near future.
What part of all this strikes you as particularly relevant or maybe something you see people struggle with day to day?
For me, it's that emphasis on breaking things down into actionable steps. It's not just lofty goals. It's here are 10 strategies. Here are tips for your 20s. That makes big challenges feel less overwhelming, you know, more achievable.
Yeah, that practicality is key. So wrapping up this deep dive, Success Youth 1825 really presents itself as this comprehensive manual, maybe even a blueprint, full of strategies, advice, tools, all aimed at young adults navigating that specific, challenging, but crucial stage.
Exactly. And what's really interesting is how this toolkit covering career, finance, confidence, support systems, it's powerful stuff, not just for the 18 to 25 window, but honestly for any big transition point in life, personal or professional.
That's a great point.
Understanding these things isn't just about personal gain either. It helps build a foundation so you can actually contribute back, you know, make an impact right where you are.
So here's something to think about. How these core ideas, seizing your future, planning, proactively laid out so clearly for young adults, how truly universal are they? And think about the impact of applying these principles early. It doesn't just set one person up for success. It can potentially strengthen entire communities, starting right in our own backyards.